The 16th of June.
Hi there. The word for you today is growing through loss and change. In Ecclesiastes 3:16, Solomon says that there is a time to gain and a time to lose. You know what? Nothing develops our character like handling loss and the change it brings. When we lose a marriage, a job, a child, a parent, our reputation, our health, our finances, etc., we're left with an option. Roll with the punches or get knocked out. Flex or flounder. What was is no more. Suddenly in limbo, we're lost between the past we knew and the future we don't. Without a road map, in strange territory, it's easy to become overwhelmed. But faith tells us that God can ultimately transform every ending into a new beginning. But till then, riveted in our pain and confusion, what do we do between the old ending and the new beginning? That's where Israel was when Moses, their spiritual father, was taken from them. The loss left the whole nation anguished. Deuteronomy 34 says, "So the sons of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab for 30 days. Notice something here. God's response to their grieving was not, "You shouldn't feel that way. Forget Moses. After all, you've got me. It's time to toughen up. You just need to have more faith." You know, I've discovered that when counsel sounds religious and seems out of touch with reality, that it usually doesn't come from God. God doesn't require us to be super spiritual, deny our grief, and pretend that we don't hurt. No, his word is very clear. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 4 says there is a time to weep, and a time to mourn, and a time to lose. On our way back to a time to laugh, a time to dance, and a time to gain. God allowed an entire nation 30 days off work to feel and deal with their grief. So understand this. Your tears are part of God's provision for getting through this loss and on to your healing.